A survivor of abuse and faith-based institutions says the Catholic Church should not be using media as scapegoats when making a formal apology and called for a proper in-person apology through a formal redress. Frances Tangaloa suffered sexual and emotional abuse between the age of 5 and 7 by a Marist brother during the 1970s and has waited 22 years for an apology. The abuser was Marist brother Bede Fitton, also known as Francis Fitton, who taught at the Marist Brothers Intermediate School in Ponsonby, Central Auckland. He has since died. Alicia Foon spoke with Francis Tangaloa during a sit-down interview where she expressed the importance that survivors must come first.
So the first that I'd heard they wanted to apologise is when the Catholic Church approached RNZ about wanting to apologise to me, which I was angry about and quite insulted, because it doesn't seem appropriate to go to the media to apologise to a survivor. I would have preferred that they had come to me personally to apologise. So I heard that, and then Carl McDermott from our Survivor Experiences Service then asked them what, you know, emailed them about what it was that they were wanting. But then, you know, the story hit Radio New Zealand on the Monday before we had heard anything from the Catholic Church. And then it was a few days later that they sent through an email with an apology. I just don't think that's an appropriate way to apologise to someone. You know, if I'm going to apologise to you, I don't firstly go to the media and then send an email saying sorry. You know, that's not appropriate. I would have preferred, I guess, that they approach me personally and that we discuss how an appropriate and meaningful apology could happen.
So you've only received an email, not an in-person apology or talanoa or any kind of expression to meet in person?
No, I actually haven't been able to read that email. So even hearing that the Catholic Church wanted to apologise was a shock to me, because 22 years ago I approached the Catholic Church about an apology, and then again during the Royal Commission of Inquiry, and I hadn't heard anything. So it was a surprise that they now wanted to apologise. But of course they were called out in the media, and so that's possibly why they wanted to apologise. I would have preferred, like I said, that they'd come to me in person, because for me an apology should be in person, and I would love to have my family present, because, you know, this abuse didn't just happen to me. The impacts were on my parents, on my and my husband, on with my children as well. Whānau and extended whānau have been affected. So, you know, when an apology happens, I would like them to be present. And I'm still open to that. I'm still open to meeting with the Catholic Church and sitting down and explaining what a meaningful and appropriate apology would look like to me. Mm-hmm. I guess the other thing that I would encourage for survivors out there who are possibly in a similar sort of like me, are waiting for an apology or for redress, I would still encourage them to wait for the new redress design system. I just want to reiterate that, because that just the protection and the support for survivors will be there, more so than what they have now, and that's incredibly important. And also, if there are survivors out there who would like to share their story, you know, I really want to encourage them to come forward to the Survivor Experiences Service. Like I said, we are for survivors, and we will help them listen to their story, and if they would like some help to navigate next steps, we can refer them to right services that we think can help them. So, yeah, I'd love to encourage them to still come forward to the Survivor Experiences Service.
How would you, I guess, like the Catholic Church and the Maris brothers to be held accountable following the way everything has played out?
In my situation, I would firstly love to see the Catholic Church Maris brothers sit down and actually talk to me about what a meaningful apology could look like. That's the first step, to put the survivor first and listen to what we would like. Because for every survivor, it's different. Redress and apologies look different for every survivor. And then going forward, I would like to see a new redress system put in place by the Crown Response Unit, and that be the system by which survivors, myself, can come and help get the help and support for redress and for an apology.
Mm. Do you believe that redress is an important part of the healing process? I guess it's difficult to put you in this position, but when it comes to the Crown not having this set up already, how long will survivors have to wait, considering that they have this space where they can tell their story? But when it does come to a redress system, why is that not in place now?
Exactly. We need it. Survivors need it, and actually agencies and institutions need it. They're not doing redress well. So the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care will have their final report coming out this year, and that would be a huge catalyst for getting the final details to what a redress system design should look like. But the government is looking at redress at the moment, a redress system, and the Crown Response Unit is involved in designing that. And so, yes, we need to know what that looks like. We need some action. We really want that system set up.